Hello, and welcome to the Sunday service of Calvary Chapel Foothill Ranch with Pastor Steve DeNicola.
Well, you know, in the 80s, I lived in Los Angeles, and I accepted the Lord in 1986. And 4 years after that, the doctors discovered that I had a malignant bone tumor in my right femur bone. And actually, at that time, they gave me 2 months to live because it was not only one of the deadliest bone tumors, osteogenic sarcoma, but it'd eaten through my femur bone and it broke my leg. But that's not the miracle story. God actually healed me, but that's not the miracle story I'm going to share tonight because a lot of you already know that story. But what happened at that time in 1990, then I had to move home to Lancaster to live with my mom and dad. And I spent 3 years in Lancaster getting chemotherapy and learning how to walk on a prosthetic leg. And I actually decided to go back to school to finish my four-year degree, my bachelor's degree, through Chapman University, who had a satellite campus in Palmdale. But there came a day when I had to decide what I was going to major in. And it was a real conundrum, because in my heart, I wanted to be a marriage and family therapist. And I was very interested and fascinated by psychology. But cognitively, rationally speaking, I knew that is the wrong, you know, field to get into, because there's such a flood of marriage and family therapists. There are few jobs and a lot of therapists out there. And it's just not a very lucrative career to follow. So I prayed about it and I thought about it, but, you know, I really felt I was getting the green light from God to become an MFT. And so, you know, so I did it. That was my major. In the fall of 1993, I left Lancaster and I moved to Orange County because I'd been accepted at Azusa Pacific University. So I started the university then. But it was evening classes, and I was a single person, and I had to take care of myself. So I found a job at the Emulex Corporation in Costa Mesa, selling networking, whatever they are, boards. I was in the customer service department. But I did that, you know, for a job and for a paycheck. And but in 1996, the economy was not too good, and they were laying off. And they laid off everyone in my department with the exception of the person with the seniority. Well, for the first several days after I got laid off, I had great faith, you know, and I thought, this is awesome. Clearly, God is closing a door and he's going to open up a window, because what I really wanted was a full-time paid internship in the field. I was just getting ready to graduate from APU in 96. And so I had great faith, and I was making a lot of phone calls, and I was sending out a lot of resumes, and several days later, when there was like not one single person who called me back on my resume, I just started to really get rattled. And I remember sitting at the dining room table, and I'm looking at all of my bills on the table, and a thought came into my mind of, you really blew it. What an idiot. You know, you went for the MFT. You knew that this was going to happen. You should have gone for the master's degree in social work, because social workers, there are a few of them, and they're in high demand, and they can work anywhere, and they can, you know, make a lot of money, a lot more money than MFTs. And now what are you going to do? Now you're not going to get a job. You're going to have to declare bankruptcy. You've got to do something with all this furniture. You're going to have to move home to Lancaster. You're probably going to repossess your car. And then what are you going to drive? Because your mom and dad only have two cars, and they're not going to let you drive your car. So I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and I'm starting to hyperventilate, and I'm like, this was stupid. I'm an idiot. I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I put myself in this position, you know. So as I'm, like, starting to spin and hyperventilate and become, like, really tearful, I hear this. In my living room. I was living in a small one-bedroom apartment in Tustin. And so, you know, it caught my attention. So I got up from my dining room table and I crutched over to the living room, and I saw a curious thing. There was a tape laying on the floor in front of the couch. And I had a cassette holder screwed into my wall, if some of you remember that in the 90s, with about 40 cassettes in there. One cassette flew out and fell on the floor in front of the couch. So I went over and I picked it up, and it was a Nancy Misler cassette that somebody had given me, you know, when I was going through chemo, one of her women's conferences. So I opened it up, took it to my stereo, I put it in, and I hit the play button, and I heard Nancy say over my speakers, "Do you know why you don't have more faith? Because you don't understand how much God loves you." So, of course, I sat on the couch, and I just wept, and I was just emotionally drained. And I was just listening to her, and I felt God say in my spirit, "Do you think that I brought you this far to abandon you now?" And I thought, no. And so anyway, I made a commitment and I made a decision that I needed to reset my brain and I needed to put my focus on Jesus and I needed to take every other thought captive, you know, to the obedience of Christ. And I was looking at my journal in preparing for this. That was on August 20th that this happened. And by August 29th, I'd gone on an interview at Hospice Care of California, and by the end of the interview, they offered me the job, and I accepted it. It was a full-time paid internship. So I thought, yay, God came through for me. But just in conclusion, I just want to encourage everyone to guard your mind and guard your heart, because we are in a spiritual warfare, and the enemy is seeking to devour each and every one of us. And you need to believe that he who has begun a good thing in you will also be faithful to complete it.
We hope God has spoken to you through this podcast. Tell your friends and please visit us on the web at www.calvarychapelfoothillranch.com.